Angel, when did you start planning your proposal?
Well, it was a little bit of a process. I started planning my proposal when I was actually trying to find what would be a perfect moment or event for it to happen. And it happened to be that Lydia was already starting to plan her birthday, and it was supposed to be a pretty big event. She has a niece and a sister that is turning about the same age. There's 10 years apart, and they were having their birthdays around the same time. So her mom had discussed with us, maybe we should throw a get-together so all the families could come in. And so what we did is they planned a party on a boat, and I saw my perfect opportunity to get engaged to her. But the only complication I had was, is because we have been together for 4.5 years, people kind of expect it to happen. So my dilemma was, how can I fool everybody? So I developed a plan, and the plan was to basically come in right around the time they were going to do the cake and announce to everybody, thank you for coming. I appreciate everybody to come. It was about 50 people, family members, friends, and that was the most important thing to us, too, because I know how Lydia is very close to her family, and I wanted everybody to know that I was going to do this. So when I came out, I said, thank you for coming, and I have a little thing I have to say. Lydia is now turning 30 years old, and she is now becoming a more mature woman. I have to present the story of what happened that night on our meet. So I told them that I found her after she had fallen, picked her up, and I have a picture of that night. When I said that, Lydia was horrified. She was like, oh my gosh, where is that picture from? Called on my friend, and I told him, here's the picture, and I gave the camera to Lydia. And she did not realize, but it was me on one knee holding the ring to her. She, like, kind of was in shock. Handed the camera to her niece, and everybody started screaming. She turned around, and I was on one knee giving her the ring. And she just the most amazing facial expression you could imagine.
Wow, Lydia. What went through your mind?
Oh, wow. There was so much going on. Like he said, my friends and family were there. We were trying to get everyone together for the cake. And then I hear Angel starting to give a speech, and right when he said, I have a picture when we first met, I think that just blew my mind. I was like, there's no way he can have a picture of us when we first met. I've never seen this. So when his friend showed me the picture of him down on one knee, I just lost it. And that's when I turned around, and he was on his knee. And he held the ring up and said, I love you, and will you marry me? And I just responded, yes. And, of course, lots of tears after.
Yeah, the room erupted in tears and laughter and claps. And it was just such an amazing moment, perfect moment.
Wow. Fast forward to today, before we run out of time here, with everybody competing for the dream wedding, give me, please, your best reason why people really ought to vote for you.
Well, I feel that people should vote for us because we have created a very strong foundation through all our accomplishments and our struggles. We really found each other. And when I look in her eyes and I see that smile and that love that she gives me, I can never see myself without her, and I never want to.
And I think this would be an amazing opportunity for us as a couple to wed on a float, not to mention in front of millions of viewers and our family and friends. Seeing that I do have a huge family, they'd all be able to watch. So that is why everyone should vote for us.
Lydia and Angel, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.